the closets we keep. My son pulled the plug out the socket. I reacted. My voice became a switch. I could feel my empty tonsils rattling like belt buckles hanging on the inside of a closet. A closet I trained to keep closed as much as possible. I have no closets in my current apartment, but I do have this throat that hangs baggage in the dark. It acts like a closet. My son is 2 years old and repeats everything that comes out this closet. I'm not burying skeletons here. I've tried that. And these bones are a prideful bunch of horror villains. They don't accept dying as an option. My son reached for the outlet. Fruit punch dripping off his chin. Cheese puff residue on his tiny fingers. And I let out a roar that made this closet purr. Tongue clapping off the roof of this mouth incessantly. I watched his back curl in surrender. Bend and slither, become a snake following the notes of a flute. This closet is an instrument playing the wrong song. There is no rhythm here that I want to dance to. I asked my son to stand up. I didn't demand it. I said, I love you. I'm sorry. Slowly and melodic, holding out each syllable so he can memorize it, so he can know that forgiveness is not a choking hazard. I found the boy again in my voice, held his hand out, called my throat a throat again, and plugged the socket back into the outlet.